Roger here, human capital management consultant and marketing guide to benefit companies. Today's podcast is actually a rebroadcast of a previous episode with some added context about why timing is everything. I'm talking about the time it takes to make change. In the business world, you have different timetables for everything. I know, I'm preaching to the choir. But it's September and year end is right there. I can see it. So maybe making a change in your payroll provider or benefits broker or retirement plan vendor or making the leap to a human capital management platform before the end of the year, not really a viable option. But if a change is on the horizon, it makes sense to start the conversation now to lay out the plan for making a change in 2023. Now, I just had a demo with a prospect last week, and in her head, with year end on the horizon, her timetable is now April 1 at the earliest. And we get that. Sometimes change needs to happen ASAP. Sometimes the timetable is months into the future. But whatever the timetable, even if you are just gathering info with no timetable in mind, it's safe to say you're going through some pain, looking to improve efficiency, or both. And that's where we come in. So, take a listen, or rather a re-listen, to episode number 85, called The Top 10 Reasons to Replace Your Payroll Vendor. And keep in mind a couple of final thoughts. We prefer to be called your payroll partner rather than a vendor. We care about your company almost as much as you do. And we are also a retirement plan partner, an employee benefits partner, and a human capital management partner. When you go down this top 10 list, it applies to these disciplines as well. Thanks for listening. Be well. Top 10 reasons to replace your payroll vendor. Remember David Letterman? On his late night with David Letterman and then The Late Show with David Letterman, every night he would read a list of top 10 items from the news or whatever. Lists like top 10 least favorite Christmas carols or top 10 things that sound cool when said by Snoop Dogg. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to another episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. Roger here, human capital management consultant for the benefit companies. And today, here are my top 10 reasons to replace your payroll vendor. By the way, when workshopping the title of this list, I started with Top 10 Reasons Your Payroll Vendor Sucks, but a teammate thought that was a bit aggressive. I pointed out that you can Google anyone or anything and add the word sucks after it, and Google will have results. But in the end, I went with the less aggressive Replace Your Payroll Vendor. So here we go. In no particular order, here are the top 10 reasons to replace your payroll vendor. Number 10, errors. Paying your employees correctly and on time seems like the minimum standard requirement for a payroll vendor. Yet, errors are still a big issue when we talk with prospects. If the vendor can't get the employee classifications and setup correct, then the checks will be wrong. Number 9, poor customer service. If you are on hold for an hour or you leave a message and do not get a response in a timely manner, that's a problem. Landing in the dreaded Q is not what you want to hear when you have an issue. Number 8, outdated technology. Instead of pushing updates in the cloud, they're software-based, meaning there will be manual updates at the client level, possibly run by the client, off hours, and of course, everything works perfectly after an update. There's never fallout or changes that impact other areas of payroll or reporting process. Never. Number 7, they do not play well with others. With the rise of human capital management platforms, the capability to integrate data movement between human resources, payroll, time labor management, benefits, and retirement plans is here and available. If you have separate vendors for these administrative tasks, integration is cumbersome at best and impossible at worst, as systems do not talk with each other. Number 6. The implementation was a train wreck. If an implementation is mishandled, it leaves a scar. Companies are looking for an upgrade when they switch, and if the change is a train wreck, taking longer, costing more, filled with patches and fixes, that's going to leave a mark. Typically, a lack of proper discovery and testing will lead to a poor implementation. And number 5, lack of training and follow-up. It takes a minute for employees to understand the new system and processes. They need time to digest the new, and they need proper education on how to navigate. This can't be done with a manual or PowerPoint slide deck. And if the trainer is new or inexperienced, it increases the frustration. Number 4. Inexperienced support or account executives. Time and again, we hear of a revolving door regarding the point of contact. Customer service, sales, tech support, you name it. We hear that every time a prospect has a call for help, it's someone new that has no idea who they are and have little to no experience. Number 3, where's my data? Limited reporting capabilities, overnight processing of reports, no custom reporting available. Even if the payroll process is running correctly, the prospect does not have access to the reports needed to make real-time decisions and are limited to the kind of reports they have access to. Number 2, the vendor is not invested. Once the prospect signed on with the vendor, the process got handed off to the next team and the relationship changed. Now it feels like a vendor, not a partner working to make a relationship better and stronger. It's a purchase, not a partnership. And the number 1 reason to replace your payroll vendor? Cost. We've heard this before, quote unquote, "I am sure I am paying for things I don't even use." Vendors who produce software packages are building for the masses, not designing for an individual client. When that happens, there are limitations for the complex client and unnecessary expenses for the basic client. So the complex pay additional fees and the basic pay for features they'll never use. So, how many of these top 10 reasons are you dealing with? Here's how our approach at the benefit companies can eliminate these top 10 pains. Number 10, errors. With an in-depth discovery process, we ID all of the components of your payroll process. We design a solution to meet those needs. We test it and test it with you before going live. No cookie cutter designs, all specific to your company. Number 9, poor customer service. Our payroll processors are part of the design process and are assigned to clients. They know your company and are your direct point of contact for questions. Number 8, outdated technology. Our tech partner is UKG, which is Ultimate Kronos Group. That's when Ultimate Software and Kronos merged a few years back. And the new company is the industry leader in payroll and HCM software. Cloud-based, secure, and continuously updated to keep our clients at the front of tech capabilities. Number 7, don't play well with others. The benefit companies is the only provider I am aware of in the United States that can integrate human resources, time labor management, payroll, retirement, and employee benefits in one human capital management platform under our trademarked Connect and Simplify system. All under one roof, no outside vendors required. We don't need to play well with others, as we can handle it all in-house. Number 6, the implementation was a train wreck. Our steps are the following: discovery, design, testing, training, implementation, more training, follow-up, more follow-ups, and check-in. We do not hand off payroll till it is tested and proven to be correct. Then we walk with you. Number 5, lack of training and follow-up. Training and follow-up are on your schedule, not ours. Tell us what you need. We accommodate. Our teams are experienced and proven system users. Need more? Just ask. Number 4, inexperienced support or account executives. Our average number of years of experience is easily over 10 years in every one of our departments. Payroll is no exception. Even if our teammate is new to the benefit companies, they have industry experience. Many come with additional HR experience that helps us understand details layers deep than just basic payroll. And we have clients in all 50 states, so we know the rules specific to your area. Number three, where's my data? Not only do we have dozens of standard reports available, we can build reporting to fit your company needs. Tell us what you need. Number two, the vendor is not invested. We take every relationship seriously. I know that I can bring on prospects with confidence that my teammates can handle anything and will treat them with respect. We want our prospects to win for themselves, their employees, and families, and then we all win. And the number one pain point that the benefit companies can eliminate, cost. We may or may not be the best price point. You will pay for exactly what you want and need. You are not going to get a package that includes things you do not need. And think of the ROI. When your payroll process runs smoothly with no manual steps, elimination of paper processes, and no errors to correct, the time and money saved will boost the ROI even higher. So, the top 10 reasons to replace your payroll vendor, and the top 10 reasons to consider the benefit companies as your payroll partner. Want to chat about your top reasons to replace your vendor? Go to connectandsimplify.com or call us at 262-207-1999. I'll take your call personally at extension 125. By the way, my favorite for top 10 least favorite Christmas carols, I have her in a regular heartbeat, pum-rum-pa-pum-pum. And top 10 things that sound cool when said by Snoop Dogg, I'm following Wolf Blitzer on Twitter. Thanks for listening to this episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. Be well. Find our podcast, Inside Connect and Simplify, in all of the following places, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Go to connectandsimplify.com/podcast to find our entire library of podcasts. Also find us on Alexa, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and Podbean. Thanks for listening.